I'm Jeremy Shea with KTOO. Construction began in August on Sea Alaska Heritage Institute's Future Arts Campus in downtown Juneau, but they found contaminated soil, which may delay the Institute's goal to have it complete in time for celebration next year. This corner of downtown Juneau ought to be busy with construction work right now. Instead, earth movers sit idle inside the fenced-off site.
Believe me, it's aggravating for me to look out the window and not see anything happening because we're waiting for soil testing to come back, and so things are just kind of on hold. It is frustrating to sit here.
That's Lee Kadinger, Chief Operating Officer of Sea Alaska Heritage Institute. His office with the cultural nonprofit is across the street from the construction site. He says workers took several soil samples early on. One had low levels of contamination. The rest were clean. But when excavation got going in earnest, it became apparent that they had a more substantial problem. He says there's likely heating fuel or diesel in the soil.
Prior to Sea Alaska's ownership, there was a gas station on the site that was there, I believe, until the 60s or thereabouts. But, you know, there's also many underground buried fuel tanks that are in the downtown area uphill from the site.
Kadinger says the Institute is working with the State Department of Environmental Conservation on a plan to deal with the bad soil, which will take time and money. It's not clear how much.
You know, we don't really have all the answers yet as to the totality of that.
For example, he says depending on what's in the soil, they may be able to dispose of it locally, or they may have to ship it to Seattle. Kadinger says the Institute is looking into ways to recover some of the cost of dealing with it, like insurance, finding liable past owners, and grants from state or federal agencies.
And, you know, again, those things just take time to work out. So those are all things that we're looking at.
The Institute wants to open its new arts campus by the end of next summer, in time for celebration. That's the once-every-2-years festival of Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian cultures. The Institute has already raised most of the original $13 million price tag for the project. Juneau Assembly is considering a $1.5 million grant that would get the Institute almost the rest of the way. But in committee last week, a few Assembly members said they weren't sure it was a good time to spend that money, with so much uncertainty around the city's finances. Kadinger made an economic argument, saying the project is expected to create 55 jobs and lead to millions of dollars of economic impact. He also told the Assembly that delaying the grant...
Pretty much what would end up happening is pausing everything in a big, muddy, dirty, contaminated hole for months.
For now, the site is a dirty, contaminated hole, while the Institute works with regulators on a plan to clean it up. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.